Australia's air safety regulator has been quick to stress that a ban on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes is just a precaution. It warns that some passengers might be affected by the decision, but that contingency plans are in the works. And with 30 of the planes on order, Virgin Australia says it's watching the developments closely. Thomas Aretti reports.
Despite safety assurances from Boeing, authorities in Australia are treading with caution.
There are a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of information that we're really not clear about at this point.
Peter Gibson is the spokesman for the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, or CASA. The regulators temporarily suspended the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from Australian skies.
It won't have a huge impact on travellers, but obviously some disruption, which we do apologise for, but it's a decision being made in the interests of safety.
Fiji Airways was the only airline flying the planes into Australia after Singapore's Silk Air grounded its fleet yesterday. A Fiji Airways spokesperson says it's confident in the 737 MAX 8, but it respects the regulator's decision and it'll be changing the type of aircraft flying to and from Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Adelaide. William Gavolka is the Fijian opposition spokesman for civil aviation. He's told the ABC's Pacific Beat he supports the move.
Tourism is very crucial for Fiji, very critical. Together with that is our responsibility, our duty of care to ensure that people fly to Fiji in a manner that is very safe.
So what does CASA need to know now? Spokesman Peter Gibson has told AM that in the wake of the crash in Ethiopia and last year's fatal Lion Air flight in Indonesia, the regulator needs to make sure the plane's not to blame.
They've got the black boxes, so when data is analysed from those, they'll start to piece together what happened. That'll be important. We'll be also looking to the United States in terms of what additional steps they will be taking, their analysis of the situation as well. Will be important in informing our future judgments.
As you say, it is early days. There needs to be an investigation, but Boeing has said it has full confidence in the safety of those planes. Do you accept that?
Well, Boeing has said that, but at the same time, of course, they are making a number of changes to the information they provide to pilots and also to some of the systems of the aircraft. And that's a good positive thing, of course, that they're learning and further developing the MAX aircraft type.
Steve Pavinas is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Licensed Aircraft Engineers Association.
We've got a rough idea on the reason for the first aircraft, the Lion Air aircraft crashing. We don't know the cause of the second accident. It may be the same thing or it may not be, but here we have two aircraft that have crashed in a short period. It's the right decision to make sure these aircraft aren't flying until they get to the bottom of it.
Neil Hansford from Strategic Aviation Solutions says the fallout from this latest crash is likely to hit Boeing hard.
This is enormous. This is a third of their order book. They'll be paying compensation for the groundings. If they start that order book starts to fall away, this could put real cash stress on Boeing, which has up until now been the darling of the stock exchange.
Another carrier watching the situation closely is Virgin Australia. The airline's ordered 30 MAX 8s, but the first one isn't due until November this year. It's released a statement saying there's sufficient time to consider the outcome of the investigation and make an assessment. Peter Gibson from CASA agrees.
Quite a bit is likely to be different between now and when Virgin start taking delivery of those aircraft. But one thing we can assure Australians of is that when and if the MAX aircraft enters into the Australian aircraft fleet, all these safety issues will have been very, very carefully analysed and addressed.
And that's CASA spokesman Peter Gibson, and he was speaking with our reporter Thomas Aretti.